This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WCRS Community Radio 98.3 and 102.1.
This is WCRS FM Community Radio 98.3, 102.1. You're listening to The Other Side of the News. It's Bob Fetrakis in the studio with Connie Harris. And another event coming up, a lot of activism down at the State House. And, well, it should be so, since people's rights are under attack. Not only environmental rights, but, of course, the rights of women. You've heard the stories, you've seen the news accounts. You know, if you want an abortion, you have to get a vaginal probe. Women are under attack. Who would think at this point in history that Planned Parenthood, which has been around, you know, pretty much as a well-established organization since the 1920s, an organization that provides contraception to women and information. Who would think that Planned Parenthood would be on the chopping blocks from the right-wing Republicans? They're trying to roll the clock back, and their first target is to push it back the other side of the roaring 20s. Connie Harris, are you a flapper?
Oh, you got it, man. I sure am. And we're ready to rally at the State House.
You would have been a flapper if you were out in the 1920s.
Yeah. Oh, I would have been a flapper.
Uppity women dancing.
A bad girl. You got it.
When is this rally?
This coming Saturday, April 28th, from 10 a.m. to noon at the Ohio State House on the West Lawn, High Street side. And then following the rally, we're going to have a meet and greet provided by Occupy Columbus and Food Not Bombs. So I'm hoping we can get some...
And that'll be right in front of the State House,
right,
at the Occupy tent, will it not?
Correct. And then after our rally, we'll take to the sidewalks and start building, a better tomorrow.
So what are the key issues involved in the rally? What is it? The obvious assault on women's rights to control their own body, reproduction rights, in many ways the same debate that happened in the early 60s, but the women's movement, the
right,
feminist movement, the women's liberation movement put it into that, and pretty much, I thought, established that women had a right to control their own body and whether they wanted to reproduce or not. Where's this coming from? Why are we having the same debate we had in the 20s and in the early 60s?
You know, I think about that an awful lot. I wonder where they get their damn gumption.
Well, you've got Rick Santorum. Clearly, Rick Santorum, being in the presidential race, unleashed a lot of very reactionary forces, who Puritanistic forces. Remember, Puritanism was described by H.L. Mencken as someone who can't sleep at night at the thought of somebody somewhere having pleasure.
Exactly. And what they're doing, they just want to squelch human nature. And they just, want to take it back, like you said, And what we're ready to fight back, and we're ready to let them know that Ohio, the women of Ohio and the men that love the women, are not going to allow us, or allow them, to take us backwards. And we have, it's the law. These laws are rightfully ours, and we cannot allow them to destroy families.
Well, why would the defunding of Planned Parenthood be such a tragedy from your perspective?
Well, I look at the young people who need some direction, who maybe not able to get it home from their folks. These kids don't have many places to turn. And Planned Parenthood has historically been a place where young women and young men can go and be counseled, and they're given options. And most of what Planned Parenthood does is, you know, wellness care and taking care of, you know, women's health issues. This is our right to be able to have a mammogram and pap smears. And, you know, people low income, no insurance, no Medicaid, no nothing, that, you know, they need place to go and get contraception. And I just think of the young kids that are going to have nowhere to go. And
well, literally, I mean, I heard stuff I hadn't heard in decades, you know, since the 70s. It's like the only birth control pill a woman needs is one. And if she squeezes it, that pill tight between her knees, she won't need any other birth control pills.
Yeah. And
what say you, Connie?
Oh, what say I? You dumb man. Really, really stupid comment. And I find it, you know, I just don't get where these people, you know.
Yeah, you wonder why the obsession with other people's sex organs. You know, it's like you figure they'd have enough problems in their own life.
Exactly.
Their own family, their own community. Why would they be interested in what other people were doing? Because we're not talking about abortion here. We're talking about basic women's health care and contraception, you know, not
absolutely,
not even the abortion issue, just the right to birth control and prophylactics, for God's sake.
Yeah, and that's what Planned Parenthood is about. They've been around, you know, like you said, for many moons, and they've helped families. They've helped people make decisions. It's something that needs to stay in place, and we can't allow, you know, the Ohio legislature or anybody across the United States to take our rights away.
Well, again, a lot of these laws that are introducing are of course fall into that rubric of every sperm is sacred. And it seems like the only birth control they approve of, and I'm not even sure Speaker Batchelder is pull and pray.
Yeah, pull and pray. Well, I have something to say about that. But no, it's ridiculous to think that, you know, in the year 2012 that women have to stand up and fight. Literally, in some cases, for our lives.
All right, and there's a variety of points that... what's the name of the group that's putting the rally on?
It's Unite Against the War on Women. It's a national. It's a 50-state action.
Unite Against the War on Women.
Correct. And it's a total grassroots beginning. We're not affiliated with any... you know, organizations. We're just working within our communities, and it seems to be working great here in Ohio. We have a nice crop of grassroots coming up, and I think, you know, we're all fighting for a number of, you know, issues. But this Saturday, we're going to be at the Ohio State House fighting against this war.
Now, what are some of the key points or issues that are emerging in this Unite group?
Well, may I borrow your glasses?
Sure.
I got to bring them.
We've got some official talking points here.
And community glasses.
Which were properly cleaned just the other day by Michael Allwood.
Oh, Michael Allwood. He's a great guy.
He was running the board for me on another station.
Yeah.
And he saw that the community glasses had been smudged, and he did what any good neighbor would do. He cleaned the community glasses.
Right. Well, I think one thing, when I'm involved at the grassroots level, generally we like to do it on our own, and we're not taking our talking points from from, say, the Democratic Party, you know, anybody. We are women, and we're coming together. And there's just numerous things we need to fight for. We're losing women in our legislature at the state level, at the national level. We need to get good women to run for office. It's not that hard.
I'm sure that Michelle Bachmann was not one of those good women.
No. Well, we know Michelle was one of those
ladies against women.
Yes, one of those women who just would eat her own. That's for sure. But there, you know, I'm looking at these points right now, and they're a little scattered.
A little, well, that's okay, right? It's a grassroots organization.
Right.
And really, this is an ongoing website. This is
absolutely
a bottom-up group. What kind of stuff are they talking about?
And this
What are the general subjects they're talking about?
Well, what we, you know, the health issues and the assault on our personal rights is front foremost. But we want to, as women, we want same pay, equal pay. We know that, you know.
And this is only an issue because Scott Walker,
absolutely,
in Wisconsin,
uh-huh,
at the state level, right, affecting state workers, rejected equal pay for equal work. Now, this was passed on the federal level when John Kennedy was alive in 1963. We've had, you know, the Equal Pay Act, which says equal pay for equal work. Also, it made it the national law with the Voting Rights Act for the private sector. But Scott Walker seems to be saying, well, the state of Wisconsin isn't bound. It can set its own pay rate. Why would a governor at this point in history, and I bet the vast majority, it's got to be 75-80% of people, you know, women and men, would say that, of course, if men and women are doing the same job, they should be paid the same wage.
What's fair is fair in the workplace and everywhere.
I mean, does it surprise you that, look, I mean, you really need to go back, you know, pre-1964. This is sort of like, you know, if I was in Detroit, say I'm in Detroit and, you know, I'm running my own little business, let's call it Bob's Gyro Stands. Best gyros in Detroit. Gyros, okay. And, you know, back then, prior to 64, I could say, I pay white guys $3, I pay black guys $2, and mm-hmm, women I pay $1, and I can grab their booty. Mm-hmm. Right? Because there was no law. There was no sexual harassment. There was no requirement I paid people the same wage. I mean, it's beyond me that they would be talking. I mean, it's like you expect to stand up and say, is this like a Saturday Night Live comedy skit?
Absolutely.
Are we on Comedy Central?
Yeah.
Which is why probably Steve Colbert is doing so well in this environment, because of the things
the absurdity of it all.
Sure, absolutely absurd. Who doesn't believe that men and women, I mean, we were talking in the 80s about comparable work, right? Comparable work, not equal pay for equal work. Everyone agreed to that. The Republicans, if the skill level between a man and woman, and the man was getting paid more, even though the woman was doing something of similar skill, they should get paid the same. Because historically, secretaries, now many of them administrative assistants, paid less than janitors. That was a sophisticated argument over comparable work and skills. But now this is back at equal pay for equal work.
Absolutely.
Does that shock you?
Yeah, it shocks me, and it just throws me into a tailspin. I don't know where this is coming from. I mean, these people are not human. It feels like they really are. They might be aliens, Bob.
It's like I'm thinking at least, Connie, I'll go as far as someone's clearly put a microchip in their ass.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, you can say ass on, you just can't, there's other words you can't say, but even they will agree I can say someone put a microchip in their butt.
Yeah.
But it seems like they've been reprogrammed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's exactly what's happened. They've been reprogrammed, I believe that.
This is WCRS Community Radio, FM 98.3, 102.1. It's Bob Patrakis in the studio with Connie Harris. And the organization that's showing up on Saturday again is called...
Unite Against the War on Women.
Unite Against the War on Women, and it does appear to be a war. Not guerrilla warfare. We're talking direct frontal assaults, so to speak, metaphorically.
Yeah, we're bringing our bed sheets to the Capitol, and we're going to ask them to stay out of
our
bedrooms.
And they're going to say, look, Mr. Batchelder, put on this bed sheet. It looks like a Klan robe. Come, no, that's not what you're doing.
No, that's not what we're doing.
But it would have been our a messages, darn good idea.
Our messages are going to be written on bed sheets, so we're encouraging people to make their signs.
Will they say, please put us on a pedestal? Consider taking away the right to vote as well?
I mean, you know
this
it.
This is certainly...
It's everything. It's an assault on almost every right that is ours.
Why do you think they're doing it? I mean, they've had to have thought about it. I mean, are they just unleashing the most reactionary forces, or do they think they can scare women? Or
right,
I mean, they're using the Bible to attempt to convince women. And to me, I think part of it is Mitt Romney running for president. You know, I've been in a few towns with Mormon women, Idaho Falls. I can remember there in the 1980s, I was jogging and people were like giving me those really bad vibes. Like,
oh, yeah.
How dare you show your legs in Idaho Falls? And all these women were dressed like Barbie dolls.
Right.
I mean, they had their hair up high and they're all, you know, had little pearls on and wearing makeup.
Wow.
And it seemed like a strange cult.
Yeah.
And I said, take me to your leader, Mitt Romney. But I mean,
yeah,
it's
no leader of mine. That's a.
But it does seem.
But no, I know what you're
you've
saying.
Got a Mormon running in.
I really think some of these people absolutely believe, you know, what they're fighting for is right.
And what are they fighting for? I'm
well,
trying to figure it out.
What they believe. What they believe, not what the masses, you know, they're. You know, I really believe they think there's more of them that think like they do than there are of us.
So
and that's
not. Women are a majority of the population, 51%, that they think there's a lot of women out there going like, I don't want to be paid the same as a man if we do the same work. I want to be paid less. Do they really?
I think they have to believe this. What is it? How do you figure this out? It confounds me every time I try to think where they get... You know,
hi, I want to be completely ignorant about women's reproduction
right.
issues with no access to health care.
Totally. I mean,
this is Taliban stuff.
It's brutal.
This is what we denounced the Taliban for in Afghanistan and justified in attacking the country because of the evil Taliban who denied women health care. The Republicans are the new Taliban. Fear them.
Absolutely. Fear them.
But
stand up.
You're going to stand up.
Oh, we're going to stand
what's
up.
What's the time again?
We're going to have fun. Rally Against the War on Women at the Ohio State House this coming Saturday, April 28th, from 10 a.m. until noon. And following, we'll have a meet and greet provided by Occupy Columbus and Food Not Bombs. And stick around. We'll probably have some music.
By allowing women to have contraception, are you encouraging immorality?
No, I'm not. No, I think contraception is a very important part of women's right to, you know, have sex and not get pregnant. You know, that's the truth. That's what it is. But we've got to, you know.
What about we? Watch them and get them married real early after puberty.
Bad mistake.
Bad mistake to get them married early.
Sure, yeah. These are human beings. These are young people that need to grow and do more than just get married out of high school. No, I wouldn't encourage anybody to do that.
And who's going to speak? Who's going to speak at this rally? What do you expect people to say? Why, if I'm listening, why should I come out this Saturday from 10 to noon to the State House?
Well, I can think of a few people off the top of my head. We've got Representative Bob Hagan will be out.
Okay.
Bob's
Youngstown
been in Youngstown area. Bob's a fighter. We've got Charlita Tavares is going to join us.
Charlita's incredible.
Yeah, and I wish I had my list because we've got a full list, 2 hours of good information, testimony. We've got Planned Parenthood will be coming out and speaking. Yeah, I wish I had my list here. I was a little...
Yeah, we're sort of pushing the show to make sure the listeners of WCRS FM Community Radio get a chance to know that there's going to be a rally at the State House this Saturday at from 10 to noon. And what's the actual date?
It will be April 28th, Saturday.
April 28th, this Saturday. And come to the State House. So we're going to have
Jen Miller, state senators. Jen Miller, a local, wonderful, beautiful woman, local musician, will be coming out.
Well, will there be any music there?
Yes, there will be.
Okay, there's a reason to come out. You're one of my favorite musicians, Connie. Are you going to be playing?
Yes, they did ask me to play, and I will be doing an original, and it's called Mankind.
Mankind, an original song by Connie Harris. Will you be doing a tribute song to Speaker Batchelder?
We do have a few tunes in mind, and I think the vote will probably happen here in a few days. So come on down and find out what our theme song is. I think any of the choices will make great theme songs for our...
And having looked at the website for the group planning the rally, one of the things that they point out is that since 2010, there's been over 400 bills introduced primarily at the state level to limit or deny access to contraceptives or abortions. And a lot of this stuff is coming from ALEC. It's coming from the American Legislative Exchange Council. That's the Cokeheads. I mean, the Koch brothers.
Oh, the addicts, you mean?
Yeah, the third and fourth richest men in the country. Their combined wealth, second only to Bill Gates, who's been pushing this legislation. And again, to this day, women are still only earning 77 cents for every dollar a man earns. And part of that is really the lack of what they have in Europe, and particularly Scandinavia, and that is maternity and paternity leave. So not only can the mom take a year off, but the dad can take a year off, and it balances out. You get paid to stay at home and nurture your child. I wonder why they got so few people in prison. I wonder why we lead the world with 4% of the world's population and 25% of the people locked up on planet Earth. What about maternity and paternity and maternity leave, which would help balance it out so the burden doesn't fall on women to leave their jobs? Also, they paycheck fairness, which has been stalled in the U.S. Congress. Also, they pointed out that, as you said before, women are not getting elected at the same rate they used to be elected at. And everyone talks about, you know, how wonderful it is to be a mother and we should reward them. Why don't women get Social Security credit when they stay home with their children? Yeah, the right won't give it to them. You know, Mitt Romney and, you know, his wife gets attacked, Mrs. Romney, because she's never worked. Does he support Social Security credits that she earned when she stayed home? I believe if you stay home, male or female, and you're raising your kid, particularly when they're under the age of 5, you should get Social Security credit.
I totally agree. I think that people, I mean, that's a very important choice, and we need to have more freedoms to make those choices and to take care of our babies once we have them.
We got about 5 minutes left. What else do we want to talk about?
Well, what would you like to talk about, Bob?
I don't know. Food Not Bombs is going to
Food
be down there.
Food Not Bombs.
Are they suggesting that we feed people instead of bomb them?
I think that that's exactly the point of Food Not Bombs. Yeah, you feed people if they're hungry. What's so bad about that?
So they will be providing food.
Right. We'll have a vegetarian and vegan option and most likely some mint lemonade.
And your friends in Occupy, you know those people.
I sure
do. Will they be down there as well?
I think so. I think a lot of them will be down there. And I think they'll...
Well, the right wing, including Speaker Batchelder, wants to occupy your body, so to speak.
Yeah, well, you know what I would tell the Speaker?
A.K.A. Lord of the Thighs, as he's known.
Hands off, Mr. Speaker.
Hands off women's bodies.
Yeah, and just stop. Just stop, because this legislation will go nowhere. You will find out pretty quickly that we're getting the women hear us roar.
All right.
The number's too big to ignore.
Okay. So I don't know if that song's going to be played, but it was a classic of the movement back in the 1970s.
Yeah, it sure was. Helen.
Connie wanted to teach her some guitar licks, I can tell.
You know it. You know. We're going to have fun down there, I think, and get to know women around the state. I'm looking forward to meeting the gals that I've been, you know, working on the computer and phone, and none of us have met. A lot of us haven't met. But we're coming to the State House, and we will be back.
United against the war on
women.
United against the war on women. This Saturday, April 28th, from 10 to 12, there'll be music. There'll be food. There'll be women roaring, chanting. It'll be just like Suffragette City. Well, maybe not the Bowie version, but the early, you know. And again, those of us who recall the use of history, you know, in the polite male-dominated version, and then women were granted the right to vote. But in reality, women marched, put on their best white dresses, marched, were hit by rocks, were hit by rotten food, were arrested, put in jail. But what did they do? Mm-hmm. They chained themselves to the White House fence, and then they were taken away and put in asylums for hysterical women where they were force-fed. But they won. They won because they were able. Men were polarized and felt so bad about the brutalization of women. Two U.S. senators were defeated in New England, and then the rest of the Senate, fearing they'd be thrown out for abusing women, gave women the right to vote.
Yeah. Bob, I always love sitting and chatting with you.
Uh-huh. Because this is The Other Side of the News. And I'm here with Connie Harris, who's telling you about that the rally on April 28th, 10 to 12, United against the war on women. Any last thoughts? Big pitch to the listeners.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to see a lot of you gals out there. Join us. We'll have a good time. And hit Facebook. Hit the website. Get all the information you can. And bring the men who love you.
All right. Men and women together. United. This is The Other Side of the News.